Hi, my name is Landon. I am 10 years old, and I play the piano. You are listening to Kids Can View on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Landon, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome back from winter break and an all-new week for Kids Commute, chosen for you by kids commuter Landon. He's a big fan of Beethoven, especially his piano works, so it is Beethoven Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're talking about Ludwig van Beethoven, who wrote tons of beautiful music for instruments of all types, but we chose some of our favorite pieces for the piano this week. Beethoven was born in Bonn, Germany, somewhere around December of 1770, and he died in 1827 at only 57 years old. His father and his grandfather were musicians, and he got his first music lessons from his father. He started performing about the age of 11, and when he was 17 years old, a big thing happened to Beethoven. He went to Vienna, and while he was there, he met the very famous at the time and still composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart was 31 at the time. That was toward the end of Mozart's life. He only lived to be about 35. So here's the deal. Mozart says to Beethoven, "Play something." So Beethoven played the opening of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24 on the piano. And Mozart said, "Oh, no, not that. Anybody can play that. Play something of your own." Now, we don't know what exactly Beethoven played for Mozart, but Mozart apparently told his wife Constanza, "Hey, Stanzi, Stanzi," pointing back into the music room, "watch out for that boy. One day he's going to give the world something to talk about." Now, after this meeting, Mozart agreed to take Beethoven on as a student, but as soon as he got the offer, Beethoven found out that his mom was sick and he had to go home to Bonn and never did get to study with Mozart. He turned out fine, though, and still managed to become one of the most famous composers ever. Today we're going to hear a very famous piano piece by Beethoven called Für Elise. That means for Elise. Elise was a person, but nobody knows exactly who she was. He wrote it in April of 1810, and this is a little piece called a bagatelle, which is a generic term for a short piece written for a specific instrument. In this instance, a bagatelle for piano. Today we'll hear Für Elise performed by the legendary pianist Van Cliburn. That was Beethoven's iconic Für Elise, performed by the legendary pianist Van Cliburn. A big shout out to kids commuter Landon, who has been patiently requesting Beethoven Week for a couple of years now. We've got lots more terrific Beethoven piano music to come, and tomorrow we'll hear a story about how another musician tried to embarrass Beethoven and failed. We'll also have a new Quizlet question coming for you on Friday. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a stupendous day.
Interlaken Public Radio.